The fire of God will descend on this campus and burn for 7 days. No singing, no singing, please. Ushers, pay attention, because encounters will break out as we start talking. As we start talking, encounters will break out. Just pay attention. Help the person. We consecrate this place as a Holy Ghost zone. Anybody that God begins to break out upon, just bring the person so that God will finish the work. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Verse 27. And for they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired their Pilate that he should be slain. And when they have fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and led him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. If you are with me here, say after me, but God raised him from the dead. Let's say it again, but God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God had fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he had raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you what? I will give you what? You see, the scripture builds up, because the fundamental anointing that was upon Paul is the anointing of a teacher. So he's standing on the office of a revelator. It means that that man was endued with the grace to bring perspective to the things that we have heard about. You would have known before now that the things about God is already in the Old Testament. The things we saw revealed in the New Testament are concealed. They are veiled in the Old. So it will take a certain measure of grace for a man to stand in the place where he begins to reveal to men the things that is already captured in the will of God. Because there is nothing that God wants to do that he has not revealed in a way. Just that men's eyes have not seen it. That is why the fundamental need in the days of revelation is that men enter into the understanding. So if men do not enter into it, even though it is the will of God, even though it is the things that God is doing in this season, men will be left out of the agenda of God. You see what the scripture said? When Jesus appeared, even though he was carrying a mandate, the scripture said they didn't know who came. They were waiting for the Messiah. Many of them were crying, praying for the moment. And when the moment came, they killed him. The Bible said they fulfilled the prophecy. They didn't know that he was the one that came to fulfill the prophecy. That we mean that if a man will partake in the administration of the will of God, he has to enter into the understanding. That is why God raises revelators. And Paul was speaking in the book. Did you reduce my voice? Hey. And Paul was speaking in the book of Ephesians. He said that you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This is the embodiment of the capacity that this man sustained in God. He didn't say that you might know my understanding. He said that you will understand my knowledge. Meaning that as far as he's concerned, he's a compendium of knowledge. God brought him to realms in God where he has received capacity to download for a generation the mind of God. And then with the utterance to speak it in such a way that it will touch you. He said that you might know. So any day a man want to know the will of God as it is captured in the ministry of Christ, we must take cognizance to the ministry of Paul. Anybody that decided not to know Paul is a man that has been removed out of the administration of God passes him. So Paul, we seem as if he's boasting, but he's not boasting. He has realized that there is an endowment of grace. He said that you will know the grace of God that is given to me to you all, that I will bring to you these things, the unsearchable riches of Christ. These are things captured in the heart of God. You see, Christ is the mystery of God. It is something that has been traveling from eternity into time. It took the manifestation when Jesus came upon the face of the earth for us to see what is in the heart of God. And it took the revelation in the ministry of Paul for we to understand the things that God is trying to bring across to us. It will mean that a generation will be in the seasons of the move of God and they will never know. Why? Revelators are not available. You see, there are two key graces that we must receive in these last days if we must bring men up to speed to what God is doing: the grace of the interpreter and the grace of the revelator. These are the two offices that Peter and Paul stood upon on the day of Pentecost. Remember, when the Holy Ghost fell, the certain people came and said, "These people are filled with new wine." That's the information they would have left that meeting with, except for the fact that an interpreter arose and he said, "Don't think that these people are filled with wine as you think. It is the Holy Ghost." Men will leave this meeting and they are drunk. One of my friends those days, after we prayed and prayed for long, he will lock his door and be crying from morning till night. And his father, who is a millionaire, will come and call him and say, "Why are you crying? Tell me your problem so that I will solve it." On that day, his father needs an interpreter. What will make the son of a millionaire lock the door and be crying from morning till night? Say the Holy Ghost. Kanamota kapela. Brekopata hanabanta. Peter said that, "Don't think these men are drunk." It's only 9 a.m. in the morning. But these men are drunk with the Spirit. He began to give them perspective that what they saw in the upper room is as a result of what is happening in the throne room. That what came as fire was a sound in the Spirit. What they made in the Spirit in the throne room was a sound. But when it came to Uniport, it was fire. Fire will fall on this campus. Fire come at time. It's disturbing me. It's disturbing me. I just need maybe 200 or 300 people here that we say, "Father, this fire, I'm not living here without it. What is this fire they are even talking about? Give me a large quota, the one that I cannot carry." All the time you leave meeting, you are the same. You go back and be pressing your phone. You didn't have genuine encounter. When you have genuine encounter, you won't remember your phone for 3 days. Yes. You won't even remember to eat. Sometimes we didn't plan to fast. It is the weight of what we encounter that kept us in the secret place. Such men stop struggling with prayer because they encountered a large quota of burdens, something that cannot allow them to rest. I've seen people like that. They will be crying and groaning, "Oh God, save me from this burden." You'll be looking at him to stop. He will not stop. Somebody has held him. We need an interpreter on those days to bring us perspective that God is about to birth revival in this campus. So he will need wombs in the Spirit. Wombs that have the capacity to birth the will of God. No matter what God wants to do, he will need wombs. People that have the capacity to bring forth God in this dimension. You will not know in the day that Jesus was born. You will just think that it is Joseph and Mary that was the father. They are just the father in the natural. But the day Jesus was born, the real father, the real parents came to the temple. The Bible said that Simeon came by the Spirit into the temple. He has been praying, and the Lord told him that your eyes will not see death until you see the salvation of Israel. The day salvation came, he came as the Father. And when he came to show you that he's the one that is the spiritual father, when he appeared there, he's the one that have the prophetic word for the child. Joseph didn't know what to say. He just gave birth to somebody. He didn't know the destiny of that young man. The same thing with Mary. Mary just carried somebody. He didn't know the prophetic destiny. But there is a woman called Anna. 40-something years she was in the temple. She was Kapumba Katabia. God must come. It so happened that it's your fellowship president that was the one preaching. But he doesn't know you are the one cooking what is happening. Forget men with position. When we appear before God, we will know our reward. Our reward is not about who holds the mic. It's about men that can carry and bear the will of God. So what we do is to angulate our heart, find where God is and stay there.
I will stay upon my watch. I will see what the Lord will say unto me. I will keep it. I will tarry until God appears. He said, ye that make remembrance Jerusalem unto God. He said, keep not still until God causes Jerusalem to be something of gladness upon the whole world. I will not stop. Oh, there are things will come, temptations, bad results, all kinds of things. Those things are distractions to stop you from focusing on the thing that will shift the territory. I saw men those days when we appear and we tell them to begin to do priesthood in campuses. Satan will start attacking their results. Some of them stop. They didn't know that that is what stopped the generation before them. Stop the generation before them. That is what has been stopping men. Can you arise in this wisdom and stand for God? Something will happen. I see the earth shaking. For the foundations will shift. And there will be a realignment in the spirit. A new order of men will arise. Men of rank. Men of stature. A strange breed rests amongst us. Aya. Encounters. Something so heavy. Angels of fire. The burning ones. The warrior angels. Power angels. We come for the gates that answer to our names in the spirit. Amelakai. Amelakai.
Of David. Brothers and sisters, there is such an encounter that God will give you a word. As long as you are alive, as long as you keep to what he said, his words will come to pass. This is not as a result of the activities of men. It's as a result of the fact that God has shown our generation mercy. We might not be better than our fathers, but something is upon us. There is a mandate, there is a calling. A day have come, revival will spring forth. And the things that God spoke over this campus, over men in the days past, the manifestation have come. The seasons of activation, the seasons of manifestation. For God is a God of mercy. He has come again. In Jesus' name. You can be seated if you can. Listen. Mercy is what makes up for the uncertainties that is given to humanity. Listen. No matter how much you know how to do something, as a mortal man, there are many things you don't know. And even when you know what to do, you don't even know how to do it. You see, the language that is used to encapsulate that dimension that is given to humanity is what the scripture spoke about in the book of Romans chapter 8. He said, "For we know not what we should pray for, as we also, for the Holy Ghost helped our what? The Holy Ghost helped our what?" Brothers and sisters, there is such a thing as an infirmity that every man carries, but there is something God has made up for it. The things you don't know, you don't even know what will happen after this campus. You don't even know if you fast and pray for 6 months that God will come. I tell you, there is the Holy Ghost that comes when a man prays. God knows you are not capable. That's why he came. I was talking to somebody. He said he can't pray. He said, "Man of God, I can't pray the way you are praying." I said, "Do you even want to pray?" He said, "Yes." I said, "There is the Holy Ghost." There is the Holy Ghost. When you read that book of Romans, you will see that the fundamental thing that God has made to be able to pipe down mercy for men is the instrumentality of prayer. And that prayer is as a result of what the Holy Ghost is doing within a man. Such a man does not even know how to pray. But the Bible says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the one that is at work in you, he will quicken your mortal body. Even when you can't wake by 12, the Holy Ghost will wake you. When you can't pray, he will quicken you. When you don't have the tongues, he will quicken you. When you don't have the energy, he will release the energy. When you don't have the power, prayer power will come. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. That's how we pipe down mercy. Man of God, that's how we pipe down mercy. According to the book of Ephesians, these are the things that God has already done. How does a man take advantage? In the spirit. How? He said, "For we know not." Even when you want to pray, we know not what we should pray for. I see many people praying. I saw his prayer jotter, and the prayer point there is up to 40. I said, "Oh man, you are a powerful man. Oh, you are more powerful than the Bible." Because the Bible said we know not what we should pray for. But there are people that know what to pray for. And such men stay in that their kind of prayer for 5 years, and there is no significant improvement in their life, because they have not looked upon Zion. The Bible said, "I look upon the hills, from whence cometh my help?" From whence? I look at the south. Is it coming from the south? I look at the east. Is it coming from the east? I look at the west. I look at the north. From whence cometh our help? No man can offer us help. There is no help in us. Our help comes from Zion, the Mount of God. That is why anytime we journey to Zion, we journey. When we appear there, the Bible spoke about Zion. He said there is a company of innumerable angels. They are littered all over this place, this ministerium. They are littered. For we know not. Remember the context of the message that God showed the children of Israel is in resurrection. It will mean that there is a dimension in humanity that has become our number one weakness. There is a need for resurrection for every man that has appeared upon the face of the earth. As a result of the fact that man fell, he fell and when he fell, death began to walk. Death walked in his spirit. Death walked in his soul. Death walked in his body. And when death walks in the body, we call it sicknesses and diseases. When it walks on the soul, we call it corruption. When it walks in the spirit, we call it death, eternal separation from God.
But something happened. Something happened as a result of the fact that Jesus came. But before that thing that happened to Jesus, before it will happen to us, Jesus had to rise from the dead first. Meanwhile, before it happened, God has given his promise, given his word to David. Now, how are we sure that what God spoke to David will come to pass? Remember, part of the people that we are vehicles of this manifestation is people like, who are they? There are many. Many people in that lineage. People like Rahab, the harlot. People like Nathan, there are many. Many people in that lineage that as a human you cannot even trust. How are we sure that God using you, his agenda will be fulfilled? How? Certainly mercy. How are you even sure the one you are praying will come to pass? I need to tell you, the Bible said that when a man prays, that his prayer is collected in a vial in heaven. And many times an angel of prayer is sent to add incense into the prayer, meaning that there are many condiments that you need in the ministry of prayer. Prayer is not just speaking in tongues or saying something, it's a concussion in the spirit. Prayer is hey, brothers and sisters, listen, prayer is made. The Bible said when Peter was arrested, he said the disciples and apostles gathered together. What did they do? They didn't just pray. The Bible said they made prayer. When a man is schooled in the school of prayer, he will understand the spices. He will be educated in the work of the apothecary. He is like a chemist in the spirit. He is like somebody studying pharmacy. He knows the pharmacokinetics and pharmacognosis. And then he knows how to adjust the readings, when to add worship, when to add fasting and prayer. That is the ministry of priesthood. He knows to what measure, how to tamper his heart so that he will align to the release of heaven. What if a man awakes in the night and is tired? How does he pipe down the spirit of prayer? This is the ministry and understanding that is given to priesthood. Are you with me? If you have me, say amen. Universe, shout amen. Something is happening. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakone Shemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah. Let's sing it together two times. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakone Shemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakone Shemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakone Shemba. The fundamental aspect of the perspective that Paul was bringing to us in this scripture that we read is about resurrection, I think we need to pay attention. It will seem as if the summary of how God pipes down the dimensions of his message is in the word resurrection. Remember, I told you that when a man fell into sin,
his infirmities and weaknesses was revealed as a result of the fact that he's given to mortality. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Remember Paul. Paul was the one that said, what I want to do is the one I'm not doing. What I don't want to do, I see myself doing it. It will mean that there is something at work in him, superior to his will, superior to his desires. That is the working of death as a result of the fall in a man. Are you with me? How can that man be sure that he will achieve what God has ordained for him? Somebody that God is using, and God has shown you what he will use you to do. After praying and fasting, he used you for 6 months. Suddenly you fell into temptation and slept with a lady. And Satan told you there is no more mercy for you. That kind of word is only possible if this dimension I'm bringing to you is not possible. God knew that you are an infirm man. He has already seen that you can't even make it. This 1 hour, 1 hour prayer you are doing is not enough. The energy, this 30 minutes, you are a fellowship president and you are just praying 1 hour. And you come on your fellowship day, you are vibrant. You want every, just 1 hour prayer, you want heaven to fall for you. 1 hour prayer. Have you asked your courtiers how many hours they spend in the night? Some of them stay there from 11 till 5 in the morning. And then you wake up. You wake up by 6:30. And then you pray in that your small tongues and say, Shabara, Shabara. And then you leave. You do shelter. And then you leave. That, and you want God to be powerful. Some of you even have the boldness of saying that the revival is coming to your campus. By whose hand? By whose hand will the revival come? Is it your hands? Your hands have not been made strong. We need to ask God to teach our hands to war and our fingers to battle. Men appear in the days of battle, but they have not been made strong. They become victims instead of victors. The same thing they are sent to conquer is what conquered them. Many of them, God sent them to deliver prostitutes. They fell into the hand of one because they have not been made strong in the spirit. It is also as a result of the fact that you have not understood the channel by which God packs down mercy for a man. That channel is called resurrection. Resurrection. Resurrection is that which makes for all the insufficiencies that was trapped in me as a result of the fact that I came from Adam. Adam could not do many things that God has ordained for him to do. So God began to look for ways. He began to look for succor. He began to look for solution. So somebody had to die so that a new philosophy, a new civilization will be charted in the spirit, so that men that are willing, they will pipe into a new civilization. When men are saying there is a casting down, what will you say? Is it because you are strong in yourself? No. But because you have understood something. Something at work. Even in the context of prayer, when God said, for we know not what we should pray for, it will mean that the number one problem of prayer is knowing what to pray for. As we ought to. Even when you know what to pray, you don't know how to. You don't know how to. I know a woman those days, when we are praying in church, if you tell the woman, let's thank God, let's worship him, he'll be saying Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Now, is Holy Ghost fire bad? No. But even though she knows she should pray, she doesn't know how to do her own worship. And her own worship is what? Say after me, Holy Ghost fire. And many people praying here, they are praying out of context, because they have not packed in into the resources that administers mercy. That is from there, incense is added to your prayer. So many people even, see, now listen to me. When I talk about this, the reason why I'm using this is that I can consider myself as somebody that has prayed small. And because of that, I think I have an opinion in the matter of prayer. Are you with me? Huh? If you have prayed and fasted and studied and did some things that we have done, you might not be the best, but you have the authority to retain an opinion. And I think I have in prayer. I have prayed a little. I have prayed till there is a muscle that is here. It is called serratus arterium. I didn't know the name until I groaned, until all the thing broke off. I can't laugh. I can't talk. If I'm walking, I'm walking like this. Because of the pain, I was like Jacob. I entered places where mortals should not enter. And then the mortals touched you as a sign, the mark you bore, because you entered place in God that you should not enter with your natural energy and strength. It is from there that God endowed me with strength and energy.
I came out there with powers that I don't know existed. And such a one I know can stand in prayer for 20 hours and it will seem as if you are starting. 20 hours, you will be going. It's a generator. Push your neighbor, say it's a generator. Hey! I know probably you pray in tongues. But the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come. That word power is taken from the root word dynamo. Huh? You know what is dynamo? Some of us that we are born in the village, there is a bicycle we used to pedal those days. When you pedal it, the dynamo behind the seat, under the seat, will charge. And then the light in front will begin to shine. It will mean your light will not shine until you pedal. So you know what happened? Many people have generators because they have received the Holy Ghost. But their generator is a past my neighbor. There is the one we have, Tiger Jet. Have Tiger Jet. That's what you use. You use it and say, God, I want to take my department. And the lesbian that has been practicing for 5 years came and plucked her this thing in your jet. And you did like this, whoa, whoa, and went off. Because you don't have the capacity in the spirit. Your capacity is little. Can you pray for 1 minute? Ask, don't leave me like this, oh. Don't leave me. Am I the only one you call? Why not give me what it takes? You are not serious. When I see desperate men, they don't look at their neighbor. Tomorrow we show. I'm
prayer is the mother of all manifestations. Before God moves, prayer will have to move. You see, God rides on the wings of incense generated. If it is true, then Uniport must pray. You didn't hear me? Uniport must pray. And what I mean is not to gather one prayer meeting and pray for 10 hours. What I mean is that men will be given to prayer. Every night, men will gather and clock 3 to 4 hours. 3 to 4 hours. For complete 3 months. And then after they have gone in for 3 months, God will arise in their midst and say, now I give you grace to pray. That's how it's done. In the kingdom, we pray so that we will pray. And after we have prayed, we pray again so that we'll be enabled to pray. And when we have prayed, God will come. God will come. The Bible said for men ought always to pray and not to faint. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Bible was giving this parable concerning a woman, a widow that had no help. And the person she was reaching out to was a judge that doesn't respect God or man. But the Bible said by her continual coming, she was able to weary the judge. The Bible said in verse 8, that when he that shall come will come. It is not whether he will come. But when he comes, shall he find faith? That word faith there is patience, is endurance. It will mean when he that will come, shall he find men tarry? They will be there. Come on. Jesus told them in the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, he said, tarry here in Jerusalem. Are you willing to tarry? I am tarry. I will not leave you. Paul, this is not the youth this generation is waiting for. There is another dimension. We tarry until God makes us, mold me, forge me in the fires because of the altar. When I appear, let the generation hear my voice like the thunders that can break the cedars of Lebanon. Let the territory cringe at the appearance. It is not in words, it is about the things that are molded in you. It is not in age in the natural, it is what you have entered in the spirit. Listen, we don't have time. Listen to me. You better pay attention. I see a mighty move of God. I already see the glory of God covering all this arena. It's the glory. That's the dimension we see. Men will leave this meeting. They will enter their rooms and people will tell them, you are smelling something that is not natural. You will carry the ambience of heaven and enter. The demons, the things that stopped you, they will now cry out. You don't need to speak. What you are carrying. Listen. The Bible said in that same book of Romans, I think I will end there. I was not even able to teach what I wanted. Because of time, I will need to strike now. I host me from the heavens and the earth. We hear host me from the heavens and the earth. Oh, can no more continue because of time. Find a neighbor, 7-7, we are going to pray. And this earth will shake. Listen to me. That thing you heard in the book of Acts is in the natural, it's not in the spirit. Acts chapter 4. The Bible said, as they prayed, the room where they were inside, what happened? He shook. You don't have faith. If you have faith, you will believe for that dimension. Find a neighbor, 7-7. Forget the way you are dressed. It's destiny time now. Hold hands in a circle. We are going to pray. I will lead you in prayer. When we pray, then God is going to show us the first manifestation of resurrection. When a man begins to pray, then help will always come. It's a proof that mercy will not depart from that man. Because as long as you pray, God will come. Why are there 5 people amongst you that God wants to release a dimension of grace that is extraordinary? You need to pray. Can we pray now for 5 minutes everywhere you are? Cry out to God. Ask him, pipe that mercy for me. Come. Through the ministry of prayer, I need the baptism of the spirit of prayer. Of the spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. Somebody pray. Somebody pray up there. Can you see me? Make sure you are praying. There is no distance in the spirit. The Holy Ghost is seeing you there. The Holy Ghost is seeing you there. Pay attention. Make sure you pipe in for what God is doing. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh, I pray and not other pray. I pray and not other pray. I pray and not other pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh, I pray and not other pray. I groan and not other groan. I groan and not other groan. There is a groaning spirit within me. Oh, brother, groan in the name of Jesus. Grow by the Holy Ghost. Grow by the Holy Ghost. Grow. I pray and not I pray. is coming. He's coming. All over this auditorium, this arena. From my left to my right, from my front to my back. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. In Jesus' name. Listen. The spirit of prayer is coming upon this campus. And you will pray and tell God, I will not remain this small. The Bible said, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice tell me, come up hither. It will mean that where I'm operating is a higher, is a lesser energy level. Listen. 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 Listen to me. I want to see if we can do something. Who can help me and answer now? I want to pray for people that need the spirit of prayer, the revival spirit that imparts in men a hunger and burden that they cannot quench. Circumstance can't quench it. Can you come, just come in front here? Wait, don't climb, don't climb. Uniport, spirit of victory, cry out everyone, for us we go away, blow, 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 blow. Oh, listen to me, listen. You can stand up, join hands with your neighbor, raise it up, close your eyes. Just obey my instruction. God is about to move mightily now. Listen. You guys in the front, can you shift like this? Shift. Just make sure you people don't come up. Obey instruction. Don't come up. Can you step down? Step down. Try and step down. Step down. Just obey my instruction, please. We don't have time. Obey me. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Say after me, Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer and fire. Let's say it again. Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer and fire. Let's say it the third time. Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer and fire. Listen, if I count to seven, hold the hands of your neighbor, close your eyes. If I count to seven, you shout fire at the top of your voice. The wave of God will move in this place. One. Are you ready, Unifort? Two. He's already here. Three. Four. Five. From left to right. Front to back. Six, seven. Tack. 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 Take the fire! Fire! Take the fire! Give me a sound on the keyboard. Lift up your hands, yeah. Revival is here in your report. Are you ready? Are you ready? Take it. Close your eyes. If I count to three, shout fire. One, two, three. Take. Take a fire. Five. 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 Ha. Lift up your hands, yeah. Fire is for you. Hey, If you are a young person and you are struggling with grace to move your work forward, listen, I'm not talking to everybody. People I'm talking about is the people that have something they are working on. You will not be more than 50. Come and stand here quickly. How do we know now? Wait, go back. Many of you are coming out. Don't lie. It's not good to lie. Go back. Because you lied, I will stop here. If only young pastors will come out. If you don't have a work you are involved in, something you are doing, a ministry you are handling, just go. I need to just go back. We still have tomorrow morning, so we are not through. But this night, because of time, I want to release something on those people. Here, quickly. What work are you doing?
I have a WhatsApp platform online.
I don't mean WhatsApp, I mean physical, meaning physical. You are laboring. Please. Pastors, are you ready? Come out from my front. Are you ready? At the count of, hold your hands together. Come this side. If you are a pastor, come the other side. Come like this. I don't know anybody that is at my back. Are you ready? At the count of three, close your eyes, shout fire. Wait, at the count of three. One. Are you ready? Two. Three. Take it.